Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
The Sons of Liberty is a politically neutral organization. We believe that the Judeo-Christian ethic has provided the principles upon which this nation was founded. It is our belief that these principles provide not only the foundation and framework for American government and society, but are also essential to the maintenance of a fair and just society. All program content is based on a Christian biblical worldview.
One of you said to me recently that we shouldn't rock the boat. Well, ladies and gentlemen, I want to tell you that I am a boat rocker.
Welcome to enemies, scoffers, atheists, skeptics, lunatics, weirdos, and assorted bad guys. And, of course, all of you good guys and girls out there, welcome to the Sons of Liberty. You again have with yours truly, Mr. Bradley Dean. And as you well know, folks, we are on tour in Michigan. We did an event yesterday at St. Clair, Michigan, in St. Clair, Michigan. And it was a great event, great turnout, great people. And I mean that in all sincerity. Tonight we are going to be at the Kea Smokehouse Grill. It's called the Kea Smokehouse Grill. It'll be at 1403 South Commerce Road, Wolverine Lake, Michigan. Again, Kea Smokehouse Grill, 1403 South Commerce Road, Wolverine Lake, Michigan. It starts at 6:30 tonight. We expect another good turnout. Folks, the people that I had time to spend with yesterday and I had the opportunity to speak to, for about 2 to 3 hours yesterday. I'm telling you what, folks, there's a different vibe going on with people, and I've been saying this for some time, but I'm noticing that people are more boots on the ground. I'm noticing that people are more involved in taking their government back lawfully. I'm noticing that people are at the end of their tolerance level when it comes to the corruption that they're seeing on a daily basis being demonstrated by the corrupt. And putting myself into the position of being the speaker and the speaker that spoke to them, we're all looking for good government to be replaced. And that's what I'm seeing happening across the boards here. Now, you all well know as well, friends, that we're also going to be in Michigan tomorrow. Then we're going to be in Michigan on Saturday. And then we're going to be in Ohio on Sunday, Warsaw. And then we're going to drive 15 hours back home, and then 3 days later, we're going to be at the OSA National Event, Foundation of Freedom, which I'm totally looking forward to. That will be in Nashville, Tennessee on July 29th. I believe it's a five-day event. If you go to the schedule on sonsoflibertymedia.com, you will find us right there. You'll know exactly what we're doing, where we're going. And like I said, I'm just honored that we're a part of the answer here. We're boots on the ground. We're leading by example as we preach the gospel. Mark 16:15, action speaks a lot louder than words. And I believe that's what people are catching on to, that if they don't stand up and do something about what's going on in their country, that they're going to lose it all, which is a perfect segue into the very point that I want to make. Folks, it's interesting that yesterday when I was in St. Clair, Michigan, you know how you oftentimes just feel like you're having a bad day, or you're just grumpy about this, or you're complaining or nitpicking about the small things that, well, you think that are the biggest mountains that anybody's ever seen before, and you just happen to be a part of that burden, and you're trying to get rid of your burden, but it's not working. So you're having a bad day. Well, what's interesting is how one may think that they're having a bad day until they see someone in less fortunate circumstances with a big smile on their face, encouraging everyone around themselves. Have you ever had that happen? Have you ever been in a bad mood and you're complaining about everything and you're driving down the street And all of a sudden you see a man walking down the street who happens to be impaired because he has one limb, or he's in a wheelchair and both of his legs are gone. Or you look at a man that's a paraplegic. He's totally normal up in the head, but his body is incapable of doing anything, no function. Have you ever been in a situation where you thought you were having a bad day and all of a sudden you walk by a family and you see a little boy with no hair in his head or a little girl with no hair on their head because they're going through chemotherapy? Well, folks, that was the experience that I had in part yesterday. Now, what I was complaining about was the fact that I just drove for 775 miles. And by the way, I wasn't complaining. I was just burnt. I was setting up, and I'm starting a five-day tour. Now we got 4 days left in Michigan and Ohio. Well, and then the next morning I get up, and I write an article, and then I study for a couple hours. And then to speak on our national radio show where we broadcast into 156 cities 6 days a week. Well, on top of all of that, I get to St. Clair yesterday, and then I preach for 2 to 3 hours. You know, here's the bottom line. I was tired. Though I was not bored, I was tired, though, again, I'm not complaining. Then I was approached by about 100 people after my presentation, and they all wanted to speak to me. And I was just like, blah. But I was finding myself going through somewhat of a routine, and then out of nowhere comes this young man in his 40s, strapped in a wheelchair, who handed me a book that he just wrote titled From Tragedy to Triumph. Well, let me say that again. So I just told you all of what I was going through yesterday. I wasn't complaining about anything. I was just burnt. But I noticed that during the time that I was preaching, that I noticed that you had a couple hundred people in there that I was preaching to get motivated to get out there and get busy, which, by the way, they were already doing. Praise God for that. I high-five each and every one of them. But I come out here and I see a paraplegic, a man in a wheelchair that went from tragedy to triumph. He went through a bad car accident. Totally normal, and now he's strapped into a chair where he can barely talk. But we had a conversation that I could hear him and understand him perfectly. Then this guy comes up to me and gives me a book called From Tragedy to Triumph. Have you ever had that happen? And all of a sudden, instantaneously, it just shuts your mouth. I mean, folks, this man was pushed up to me by his dad to tell me thank you to me for coming out and sharing my impactful presentation with him. That's what he said. And as I looked at him, I said, you should have been the one up there to give that presentation because it would have been even more impactful if you gave it, my friend. See, folks, the Lord instantly had my attention, as did he have my heart quickened to how much he has blessed me in the process. In other words, I wasn't tired anymore. I had no more mountains in my life. All of a sudden, they just dissipated. And there was nothing to complain about because, again, I realized that all of my functions are in place. I have my health. I have my wife. I have my family. I have fresh air to breathe, and everything is good. And, again, it's interesting how when you run into those people in your life, how it is that they're joyful, how they have a smile on their face, and then people such as myself have the audacity to have somewhat of an attitude problem because I just had to drive and then do a radio show and then do an article and then the same day preach 2 to 3 hours a day. You know what, folks? I am so blessed to have the opportunity to do the things that I do. And I thank my newfound author friend, Ryan Kraft, for setting the record straight. I wanted to make that clear, and I wanted all my friends to hear the message that I received last night when I was the one that was preaching.
Hello, friends. We're going to this take is Bradley Dean here at the Sons of Liberty Radio.com, here to introduce you to our new friends at Herbonomic. Have you been searching for all natural health products you can depend upon? Herbonomic's special menu has all natural health products that you can trust. Our friends at Herbonomic have done their research and to ensure that they only source the highest quality products that they serve to their customer base. Visit us at HERBANOMIC.com.
This is Mike Adams, the founder of Brighteon. We are welcoming Bradley Dean to the Brighteon radio platform because Bradley Dean is on the front lines, speaking truth of power, defending your liberties and your constitutional rights. Bradley's voice is critical for our world in this dangerous era when tyrants and perverts are trying to steal away our children, our culture, and our future. It's people like Bradley Dean who are standing against the tyranny and holding the ground for Christians and patriots. Catch his show at BrighteonRadio.com.
Bradley Dean and the Sons of Liberty are fighting the good fight of faith to make sure that freedom is preserved for our posterity for generations to come. Through our radio program, SonsOfLibertyRadio.com, and our media website, SonsOfLibertyMedia.com, we are reaching the masses both nationally and internationally with the message of the gospel and the truth of our biblical and constitutional heritage. At SonsOfLibertyRadio.com, you will find out how to book Bradley Dean to speak at an event near you, how you can support us in reaching America with this uncompromising message, and how to become a son or daughter of liberty, where you can financially support the work of the Sons of Liberty on a monthly basis and join with us in this fight to restore our nation. Check out SonsOfLibertyMedia.com as well, which has all the important news and information going on in the world today. There you will find the black and white truth without all the lies you'll see in the mainstream media. SonsOfLibertyRadio.com and SonsOfLibertyMedia.com, informative, easy to use, and a little fun too. Two sites that will change your life. Visit them today.
Hey trader, listen up. The markets have changed. Have you changed your trading strategies? Vantage Point can help you conquer volatility. Learn to trade with artificial intelligence. Text the word money to 813-813 and discover how to predict stock market trends 1 to 3 days in advance with up to 87.4% proven accuracy. No matter which way the market moves, Vantage Point's patented AI can give you a massive edge. Text money to 813-813 to get what you need to stay ahead of markets and find your best entries and exits. Text the word money to 813-813.
Trading involves financial risk and is not suitable for all investors. Past results do not guarantee future performance. By texting, you agree to the terms available at VantagePointSoftware.com/terms and consent to receive calls and texts using automated technology about offers or info by or on behalf of Vantage Point. Your consent is not a condition to purchase and can be revoked at any time. Message and data rates may apply.
Text money to 813-813.
Welcome back again to the Sons of Liberty, folks, broadcasting live from Michigan. I'm just telling a story about my newfound friend, Ryan J. Kraft. If you're on social media platforms, on sonsoflibertymedia.com, top left side of the page, sonsoflibertymedia.com, go to the SOL Radio Live, and you can see the cover of the book that Ryan Kraft had given unto me. It was a car accident that he was a part of, and he hands me the book, From Tragedy to Triumph, and how he found Christ through it all. And if you also want to check us out on beforeitsnews.com, top left side of the page, you can do that as well. And one more, if you want to call in at any time, please do. That number is 1-866-582-9933. 1-866-582-9933. Folks, if this is the first time listening to the Sons of Liberty Radio.com, do remember that this is the radio show where we think for ourselves and make not the others the measure of our conduct. And why is that, friends? Because it's a terrible place to be when your brains are in someone else's head. True that, we follow the Christ. I'm highlighting a lesson that was learned yesterday when I had the opportunity to preach to a couple hundred people there in St. Clair, Michigan. And it wasn't a good day. It was a pretty bad day. And bad to me all of a sudden just diminished when I seen other people's circumstances as to how they live their daily lives. And I was just highlighting during this first segment, it's interesting how when you're driving down the street, you see people that are in less fortunate positions. They're in wheelchairs. They have their limbs missing. They're going through radiation. They're cancer patients, whatever the case might be. And all of a sudden, it seems to just all the things that you were complaining about just seem to dissipate in the air. And all of a sudden, you begin to think about how blessed you are. And that's exactly what happened yesterday when this man came up to me about 40 years old. His dad pushed him up to me, and he started to tell me how impacted he was by the message that was given to him by myself. And as I looked at him, my heart was immediately quickened, I was having a great day. Everything went positive because what I did is I looked at my new friend Ryan, who was a paraplegic now because of a bad car accident, who was sitting there looking at me, emanating nothing but joy with a big smile on his face, anticipating to have a conversation with me, which I so enjoyed. And you know what? Everything just got better because I figured if this guy could be in the place that he's in and carry that much joy with him, then you know what? I'm missing something. And again, the Holy Ghost quickened me very quickly to appreciate everything that I have. Now, I want you to understand that everything within me prior to that sweetheart of a man that I met yesterday coming up to me went right out of an ungrateful heart, okay? This man, the least capable in the whole service, the one with the physical disability, okay, sitting there with the glow about him, and I'm reiterating this on purpose, friends, he was ready to preach to the world, and little did he know that's exactly what he was doing. He was preaching to the world, and he didn't even have to say anything. I heard a famous preacher one time say, preach to the world, and if you have to, use words. Now, we understand that we are, as preachers, preach the word of God, holding forth the word of life. Yes, no question about it. But this man sitting in his wheelchair, complaining about absolutely nothing, ready to preach the gospel, was doing just that. Folks, just think about this. He was stuck in that chair, and yet he had such a joy and a willingness to do what the more capables were not willing to do in some cases. What a lesson to learn. And let me tell you what, that right quick, all of the excuses of those who were around him became mute as they were now counting their blessings and looking to the Lord for their orders. John 14:21, read it when you get a moment. Amen again to my newfound friend, Ryan Kraft. And I want to tell you something, friends. I am not broadcasting what I'm broadcasting right now because it's something that I did out of pity to give notoriety to someone. Not at all. I'm telling you what, this young man was a man of men, and he was a Christian in action. And I'm proud to say the very things that I'm saying in so many different ways about Ryan even now. I end this portion with Psalm 103. What does it say? This applies to all of us, friends. Let's count our blessings. Bless the Lord, O my soul, and all that's within me. We bless your holy name. Bless the Lord, O my soul, and forget not all of his benefits, who forgiveth all of our iniquities, who healeth all of our diseases in Jesus' name, who redeemeth thy life from destruction, who crowneth thee with loving kindness and tender mercies, who satisfies all of our mouths with good things, so that our youth is renewed like eagles. This is what I say. I say, bless the Lord, O my soul. Bless the Lord, O my soul. And that's exactly what we're doing now, my friends, is blessing the Lord, O my soul. Now what I want to do, friends, if you want to call in, by the way, you can at any time. That number is 1-866-582-9933. I want to get to a couple issues that we were talking about yesterday, if I have the time in doing so. And what I want to get to is, what were your thoughts on Sethemenes, okay? And I'm going to get to that in just a moment, but I want to cover some of the things that I didn't have time to cover yesterday concerning earmarks of liars because we had callers. I've always told you this, and I'll reiterate it again even now, that if you want to call in, that will take precedent. That is 1-866-582-9933. If you want to comment on any of the things that we're talking about or bring something to the table, whatever the case might be, 1-866-582-9933. This is what I want you to hear. It's called Earmarks of Liars, and this will segue into our main topic. I remember when I went to Jamestown, Virginia. We also went to Yorktown, and we also went to Williamsburg. And it's interesting to note, this is where the first settlers came to establish themselves. They weren't called pilgrims, by the way. They were called saints. Let me say that again. They weren't called pilgrims. They were called saints. The first thing that I noticed when I seen where the settlers first established is they created a fortified area. And what I noticed inside was a church. So right when you walked in that fortified area, all of a sudden the only place that you could go was on that straight, and that straight brought you right into the front of the church. And when entering into that church, I saw on the front walls the two tablets of God's moral law, the Ten Commandments. That's found in Exodus 20, Deuteronomy 5. It's also found in Romans 13. In between the Ten Commandments was the Lord's Prayer, which is found in Matthew 6, 9 through 13. This is what the saints, the first settlers in the United States of America, established, was that church, with the Ten Commandments and the Lord's Prayer in between. Now, when walking out from the front, there was on the back wall, it was written, "Then Peter said unto them," listen carefully, Americans, "Repent and be baptized, every one of you, in the name of Jesus Christ for the remission of sins, and you shall receive the gift of the Holy Ghost." Acts 2:39. You can also put that up against Acts 5:32 as well. "I then traveled over to Yorktown." Again, I want you to get this into your heart. When we were in Yorktown, Virginia, where the American colonies, along with the French, delivered the final blow to the British Empire by breaking the back of Cornwallis and his disgraced military, what I noticed there in Yorktown was a victory statue, okay, where it was inscribed. I want you to listen carefully. This was the victory statue that was established there in Yorktown, where our military, along with the French, broke the back of the British when our forefathers threw off the tyrant from across the pond. You can find all of that information right here in the Declaration of Independence. This is what it was that was inscribed on that statue: that the United States in Congress assembled will cause to be erected at York in Virginia a marble column adorned with the emblems of the alliance between the United States and its most Christian majesty. They were talking about George Washington. And inscribed with a succinct narrative of the surrender of Earl Cornwallis to His Excellency General Washington, Commander-in-Chief of the Combined Forces of America and France, to His Excellency the Count D. Rocamembeau, Commanding the Auxiliary Troops of His Most Christian Majesty in America, and His Excellency and the Count de Grasse, Commanding-in-Chief of the Naval Army of France and the Chesapeake. Okay, I want you to just pay attention what was said about George Washington. The Christian majesty, okay? This is the first part, so you understand as to how we're going to take this line upon line, and we're going to get to our main topic, but we're segueing into it right now. Then what I did after that is I then set off to Williamsburg, Virginia, where close by is where Patrick Henry gave his famous speech. Oh, by the way, Patrick Henry was a son of liberty. He was one that was responsible for the Correspondence Committee in 1772 to make sure the colonies were aware of what was going on when the British were on the scene. In other words, they were the media broadcasting the truth to the people to keep the colonies in the know concerning what was going on and what wasn't going on. I'm going to read that quote from Patrick Henry right after this break.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
Facing massive public pressure, Uvalde's top school official has recommended the firing of Chief Pete Arredondo, the school district police chief who was blamed for the botched law enforcement response to the elementary school shooting. President Biden has tested positive for COVID, but the White House is reporting the president has mild symptoms. Philadelphia's High Court has ruled in favor of the former Philadelphia police officer, Ryan Pownall, charged in the 2017 killing of a fleeing motorist. A state Supreme Court justice also admonished Philadelphia District Attorney Larry Krasner for his handling of the grand jury indictment. They say he was rewriting the law. In a 4-2 decision, the court ruled that the former police officer can use the justifiable shooting defense of a fleeing suspect in his third-degree murder trial. Thanks for listening. It's well appreciated. We are USA Radio News. L.A. County made amends for a century-old racial injustice on Wednesday, the deed to a Los Angeles suburb, Manhattan Beach, beachfront property, taken from a black American couple that ran a resort there back in 1924. It was ceremoniously returned to their heirs. In 1924, Manhattan Beach officials claimed eminent domain to build a park and forced out Charles and Willa Bruce. Is air travel bothering you? It is bothering a lot more people in America these days.
Air travel complaints are triple what they were before the COVID pandemic. The Department of Transportation recorded over 2,400 complaints in May compared to just over 800 in May of 2019. Those complaints include cases of mishandled wheelchairs and bags, as well as flight cancellations and delays. From the USA Radio News Phoenix Bureau, I'm Tim Berg.
USA Radio News.
In the 1800s, there were 160 spas set up in Europe to dispense fresh liquid whey. The sick would recover their health and the aged would become rejuvenated. There's only one whey protein powder on the market that can generate and surpass the results seen in the whey spas in Europe. But first, let me tell you the story of 90-year-old Mary, who was semi-bedridden and in hospice care. Mary had been consuming only a pea protein and pasteurized milk drink. Then Mary was put on to Green Meadow whey mixed with raw milk. She was given 2 to 3 whey drinks per day. On the very first day, Mary was up and came into the kitchen and made chicken soup. She was on her feet for many hours. 3 days later, Mary had gained 2.5 pounds of healthy weight. Green Meadow Whey is health giving to both young and old. Green Meadow Whey is guaranteed to make you feel better, stronger, reduce your inflammation, and eliminate virtually all toxins from your body without feeling sick. To order, go to bestwayprotein.net. That's bestwayprotein.net. Or call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325.
SonsOfLibertyMedia.com, broadcasting live from that of, I think we're a little bit outside of Detroit right now. I don't know the name of the city, but I can tell you tonight we're going to be at the KS Smokehouse Grill, 1403 South Commerce Road, Wolverine Lake, Michigan. Starts at 6:30. If you want to check us out and see where we're going to be in the up-and-coming dates, go to the schedule on SonsOfLibertyMedia.com. Go to the schedule on sonsoflibertymedia.com. Again, if you want to call in, please do, 1-866-582-9933. Let's get back to the earmarks of liars really quick. When we took the time to go over to Williamsburg, Virginia, we were close by as to where Patrick Henry gave his famous speech. I want you to listen carefully as to what the son of liberty, Patrick Henry, said during that famous speech. Patrick Henry said, "It is vain, sir, to extenuate the matter. Gentlemen may cry peace, peace, but there is no peace. The war has actually begun. America, listen carefully, because it's exactly what's happening today. The next gale that sweeps from the north will bring to our ears the clash of resounding arms. Our brethren are already in the field. Why, we stand here idle. What is it that gentlemen wish? What would they have? Is life so dear or peace so sweet as to be purchased at the price of chains and slavery?" Patrick Henry said, "Forbid it, Almighty God. I know not what course others may take, but as for me, give me liberty or give me death." This was the speech at the Second Virginia Convention at, and by the way, have the hat, have the t-shirt, St. John's Church. Mark 23:17-79. Oh, how little the American people understand the Black Robe Regiment, the unsung heroes of that revolution. So let's go over to the true meaning of earmarks, because while we were in Williamsburg, there were the head and the arm restraints and stocks, which were located right out of the local courthouse there. A historian and reenactment actor was outside educating the people who had questions. One question asked was, what is the head and the arm restraint stocks for? Well, the reenactment historian said, well, before and after the revolution, the local magistrates would administer ecclesiastical law, God's canon law, his moral law, the Torah. He went on to tell us that the crime that was not tolerated in the least bit by the colonies because they understood the price paid to establish their freedoms. Read John 15:13. Greater love is no man than this, than a man laid down his life for his brother. The stocks were used for those who would lie or commit the act of perjury. They would lie under oath. Okay, read Revelation 21, verse 8. The criminal would be punished by being thrown in jail for up to 6 months. A fine would have to be paid, and this all took place after their head and hands were placed in stocks for the crimes and public punishment. Now, just take this to the modern politician or the modern hireling that preaches from the pulpits today, John 10, 12. Ephesians 4:14, if you will. First, what they would do is they would bind the criminal. They would take the criminal's ear and nail it with a long nail to the stock for 1 hour. Okay? After the hour was up, they would then go to the other side and nail the other ear to the stock for another hour. This is just for perjury, friends, just for those that would tell lies. When removing the nails, they would often split the ear completely off, marking the offender so other colonies as well as other cities or states would understand that the person was not to be trusted. Thus, they fulfilled the true definition of earmark. This reenactment historian ended with saying that it was to teach the person here to repent before God here so they would not end up in hell. Read Matthew 3:2, Leviticus 19:17. She said that unsolicited. Friends, nobody asked her a question. She said this was done to teach men to repent before God, Acts 20, verse 21. Well, they still had time to do it so they wouldn't end up in hell. Now, can you imagine the earmarks that we would see today in the American church, government, or in business if these laws were still enforced? Oh, and by the way, friends, those laws and statutes are still in the books today. They haven't changed. The mainstream media is continuously spotlighted their men and women that you know as representatives to create policies to undermine the U.S. Constitution and destroying those laws by being more lenient on the guilty. And that's what we're seeing today. That's why what we see today is judgment completely turned backwards. The other day I gave you a scenario of something I witnessed myself, and it was a young man that committed a heinous crime. He killed a whole family. And a distant family member came into court and forgave him of his crimes. Well, what most people aren't paying attention to is the fact that the criminal standing there chuckling at the person that's forgiving him. Hey, folks, they were forgiving an individual that wasn't sorry for what he was doing. That is about one of the most ridiculous things I've ever heard of in my life. Luke 17:4 tells us, you forgive those that repent. To do otherwise, friends, is absolutely ridiculous, and it's unscriptural. Offering forgiveness to the unrepentant is an insult to real mercy. Do understand that. Understanding real biblical mercy is to understand, for example, Isaiah 26:9 comes to my aid, that when the Lord's judgments are in the earth, the inhabitants of the world will learn righteousness, right? So when the Lord's judgments are in the earth, he's establishing righteousness by showing mercy. He brings judgment upon the heads of the wicked. That is a mercy to society at large. It also teaches them the fear of God, Proverbs 16:6, by teaching men to depart from iniquity. But again, folks, I want you to go back just 250 years and listen carefully as to how our forefathers treated offenders. These weren't individuals that committed the act of treason. They were hung publicly. And that's constitutionally as well found in Article 3, Section 3. Now you let those people that commit the act of treason in America reside in the people's White House. And it's not just Joe Biden. It's this administration. It's the people that are giving orders to Joe Biden that we all know of. It's allowing the executive, the judicial, the three branches of government, friends, in the corruption that we see, giving them a free hand to continuously do it day after day. And, oh, don't get me wrong, they are. And the reason that they are doing what they're doing and they're continuously assailing the American people and our Christian constitutional heritage is because the people haven't learned real mercy. It's not a mercy to yourselves, Americans, by tolerating corruption within government, by tolerating corruption within representatives that continuously zero in on you and your God-given rights. And it's happening today all over again. Let me say it again. It's an insult to mercy to offer forgiveness to those that are not sorry. And I'm telling you what, those that are not sorry are the ones that are continuously aiming their guns at you, literally. And I say enough is enough. The efforts of foolish men today, and they are fools for their pains, such as the modern-day revisionists, historians, and even professed uneducated self-proclaimed Christians who have attempted to recreate America's founding forefathers in an image not of their own, how many earmarks there would be on the lot of all of the above who are helping to blind up the up-and-coming generations. And I said blind up. It's a curse that we're all going to bear if the American people don't understand what real mercy is. Now, I want to get over to this because it's quite important that we do. This guy's name, and I hope I get it right, is Tsamani. Okay? This is a famous painting of this corrupt judge who is skinned alive. Let me say it again. He was skinned alive. Why was he skinned alive? Well, it was discovered that he took a bribe in court and passed an unfair judgment upon the innocent. Are you following me? Folks, do you understand what this king of Persia is doing? And you can, by the way, put that up against Proverbs 28, that a king that sitteth in the throne of judgment scattereth away all evil with his eyes. And how true it is. It deters the crime. We have no idea what Tsamani did to that innocent person in unjustly bringing forth a verdict that fell to the innocent rather than to the heads of the guilty. Read Deuteronomy 25, verse 1. And again, we see this all day. We see that soft judges produce hardened criminals. We see that, let's go back to the halls of government and seeing that, friends, they're not bringing forth justice. They're creating injustice. And in so many different ways and on a daily basis, what do we see? We see that our justice system in America has become a system of injustice that feeds the bureaucracy rather than teaches the fear of God. And that is not mercy. Folks, that is ignorance. That is daring the justice of God for leaving undone what the Lord has commanded us to do while we are here on this earth, that his will may be done in this earth as it is in heaven. Without following forth and following through concerning the word of God, friends, we're asking for more of this. But notice this king as to what he did to Tsamani. Notice what he did to a corrupt royal judge at the time of Cambyses II in Persia. Why did he do that? Because he was sending the message, and I'll tell you the rest of the story on the other side. He was sending the message to those that were incumbent in government that injustice will not be tolerated in any sense of the word. Therefore, he justified himself in doing just exactly what he did to Tsamani. We're going to come right back to that. SonsOfLibertyRadio.com.
At the Sons of Liberty, we are in the trenches doing what it takes to protect our liberty. If you are already supporting our work as a son or daughter of liberty, we cannot say thank you enough. all we do is made possible by the generosity of faithful supporters like you. Together, we are having a positive impact on the future of this country we all love so much. If you have not yet partnered with us financially, we ask you today to consider becoming a son or daughter of liberty. Call 1-866-233-0747 or online at sonsoflibertyradio.com. Be a part of the team that brings responses like this.
The Sons of Liberty is one of the very few news and talk shows that aren't afraid to speak truth to a confused public inundated by fake news with a liberal agenda. If you want accurate, uncensored news, listen up. If you want more of it, please donate. Fake news is awash in liberal dollars, and your help matters. I'm Dave Agema, and I approve this message.
Become a son or daughter of liberty at sonsoflibertyradio.com.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
No matter if supply lines are down, product deliveries are slow, and that most everything costs more these days, you still have neck and shoulder pain, right? Good news. Sunny Bay has new products that target neck and shoulder pain. Products that are in stock now, ready to ship anywhere now. Like our extra long neck heating pads. They provide soothing relief to painful sore necks and backs. You can heat them in a microwave oven, and they come in a variety of colors and patterns. And for stress relief, get our lavender scented hands-free neck wraps. Or maybe you need one of our smaller lower back wraps. Great for seniors. Again, there's no shipping delays from Sunny Bay. Find our new products on Amazon, Walmart, Etsy, and sunny-bay.com. Just search for Sunny Bay Neck Wraps. All our products are great for men or women, are reusable, and easy to clean. Remember, just search for Sunny Bay Neck Wraps. Order now because stock is high and shipping is fast. From Sunny Bay.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Liberty, folks. I need to stay on this because I have very little time, but I do want your feedback. I'm going to give the story really quick. Folks, there's over 6,000 comments on that last article, okay, and it's the one I'm about ready to share with you. I want your input, 1-866-582-9933. There's a 16th century painting showing the skinning alive of a corrupt judge, Sesamenes, in the year 500 B.C., Sesamenes was a corrupt royal judge at the time of Cambyses II in Persia. It was discovered that he took a bribe. Not many bribes, but one bribe. Singular, not plural. In court and passed an unfair judgment upon the innocent. As a consequence, the king ordered that he be arrested for his corruption and ordered that he be skinned alive. Whoa. Before passing judgment, the king asked Sesamenes who he wished to nominate as the successor. Well, Sesamenes, in his greed, chose his son, Octane. The king agreed and appointed Octane to replace his father. He subsequently passed judgment and ordered that Sesamenes' removed skin should be used to upholster the seat on which the new judge would sit in court to remind him of the potential consequences of corruption. Octane, in his deliberations, was forced to always remember that he was sitting on the skin of his exalted father, or I'm sorry, his executed father. This helped to ensure the fairness and equity in all hearings, deliberations, and sentences. Now, I wonder if we would even have to have this conversation. Is it not interesting? Let's just go to Washington, D.C. for a moment. Is it not interesting that right across from the Potomac, the river, is Arlington Cemetery? But have you taken the time, instead of going to Florida or going to one of the parks or going on a cruise, have you ever taken the time to mandate a trip to go to Arlington Cemetery? Because I don't believe it's ironic that Arlington Cemetery is across at the end of the day, though it came in later on after John F. Kennedy made it famous, that Arlington is placed where Arlington is placed. Right across the river is what? The corruption that the American people put up with. You know, Americans should take those that represent we the people, and they should take them to Arlington Cemetery before they swear in. They should be given a history of how many men and women fought, bled, and died, sacrificing themselves on the altar of freedom that they might have the privilege to serve we the people. You know, the American people should go to Arlington Cemetery and understand the price paid for her freedom and understanding so much bloodshed as to how much was shed for our freedoms today. God has shed his grace upon us through Christ Jesus on Calvary's cross while he bled Calvary red as the propitiation of not for the sins of one man, mind you, 1 John 2, but for the sins of the world. If that's not powerful enough for you to take by faith the blood that washes us from our sin, Revelation 1:5, I don't know how to help you. My point that I want to make here, friends, is that the American people valued the price that was paid for them to have their freedoms and understanding the bloodshed that was shed for them. I'm speaking to you, Americans. And you really understood it? Would you tolerate anything that kicked up against that sacrifice? Never in a million years. Maybe we can understand this king in Persia a little bit better. Maybe he went through the school of hard knocks, and maybe he went through war, and he's seen the price of liberty in which they had. And maybe that's the reason that he brought such a harsh verdict upon the head of Sosthenes. We don't know. But you know what? The Bible does say an eye for an eye, a tooth for a tooth. It does say a wound for a wound and a blow for a blow. It does tell us in Deuteronomy 19:19 that what you meant to do to somebody else, that you're supposed to do to them, and you're to do it publicly to teach others to fear in committing the crime. Maybe this king of Persia understood a little bit more than maybe the American people did. Well, somebody might say, well, Bradley, it's just not in the Word of God. Let me remind you of one thing. Nobody understands the injustice that took place concerning the innocent victim in that case. Maybe it was so extreme that that person went through a process very similar to what the king pronounced upon Sosthenes. Who knows? Am I justifying it? I am saying that if you think about what he did send the message to all of those in government that the least violation, the jot or the tittle of any violation or transgression of law will not be tolerated. He understood the price of freedom. We know this. That's a fact. What are your thoughts about this justice? 1-866-582-9933. What are your thoughts? We got about 5 minutes, folks. In the process, I have 6,000 shares and 1,200 comments. In the meantime, if you don't want to partake with me on air, I'm going to go ahead and kick off some of these responses that are on social media platforms concerning this story. One more time, 1-866-582-9933. Donna said, imagine if this was still in practice today. Corruption is everywhere. We'd have no government left. That's what she said. Alex said, back when people feared the consequences for doing wrong. Hey, folks, you want to know how you stop murder? You do it the Lord's way. For a man to murder in this life, the Lord requires the murderer's blood to satisfy. And if that's the case, we wouldn't have a murder ratio or statistics across this country the way that we have it. Instead of showing the murderer by educating him as to how to commit the crime, Proverbs 22, verse 6, and then teaching him that if he goes out and he kills an innocent person, that the worst that he's going to get is be rehabilitated, re-educated, given a nice little spot to spend 3 to 7 years in. Instead of doing that, the bureaucracy's way, which makes $60 billion a year off the ignorance of the taxpayers in this country, just think, we could stop it if we did it the Lord's way. The next person that commits the crime of murder, you publicly hang him and you put him on TV. That's how you deter the crime. That's what the Lord commanded us to do. Is that what we do anymore? Nope. But that's what we used to do for 100 years after the inception of this country. Now it's encouraged. What about drug dealers? I'm in Michigan, folks, doing events. You know what I get to see? I've never seen so much corruption in all of our union as I see in Michigan, friends. I'm seeing billboards literally everywhere. Within every 3 to 5 minutes, I can look up and I can see the new state flower, the marijuana plant, recreational purposes. They're teaching. This is government sponsored. When you dig deep enough, you'll find it. They are sponsoring drug use in the state of Michigan, in California, and in other states. So, folks, who's been making or who's been creating profit off of all of the crimes of those that have been smoking dope up to this point? The government has. Who's making profit now that it's state-sponsored? The government is. They're teaching their constituents to get high. Oh, my goodness, folks. Taking that to cocaine, narcotics. Who traffics drugs more than the CIA in this country? Nobody does. But how do you put a stop to it? You make a public display of their crime, teaching other words as to how you're going to judge it, and you put it on social media platforms and show people, instead of getting 3 squares a deal and getting a nice little pad and finding a whole bunch of new friends that are all criminals by throwing them in a prison, that's totally unbiblical. You set the precedent by showing people what you won't tolerate. It's the same thing for thievery. It's the same thing for rape. Somebody rapes, you take that rapist and you execute them publicly, because that's what the Bible tells us to do. That's what our forefathers used to do in deterring the crime. Hey, folks, these crimes aren't deterred anymore. They're encouraged. They're encouraged by what you call government today. And I'm, again, highlighting the corruption right now, but I'm highlighting the law, the American people, and their responsibility by the commandments that God gave us in dealing with all of this. Again, this is why you have vigilante justice. Let me go to the next one concerning Sosthenes and the way that the king of Persia dealt with him in deterring the crimes. Mike said the heads of the DOJ and FBI. I just made that point. Garrett said, why can't we do stuff like this to corrupt politicians? Got a question for you, Garrett. Are you asking the criminals if you can bring them to justice? I mean, that's ridiculous. He said, why can't we do stuff like this to corrupt politicians, judges, and civil servants today? Well, look at statutory law, friends. It's still there in law. Look to your state statute. Mandy said, actions have consequences. Well, they used to anyways. That's right. That's exactly right. This would fix corrupt government officials, and we would have less than 95% of a new government system if we did this. Folks, love you by what we do. We'll talk to you in 23.
Hey, Jimmy, turn off the video games. Let's go play some ball.
I'm in the middle of my game. Can't we go later?
Come on, it'll be fun. It will be there when you get back.
Okay, but there's no way you're going to win.
Why don't you grab some water and granola bars, and then we'll see about that.
You can make a difference. Eat smart, play hard. And when you do, your kids will too. A challenge from USDA.
Ladies and gentlemen, I'm about to give you a URL that can and will change your life. You will simply investigate it and look into it for your own self. Do your own research. This is an absolute 360 win for GCN, for American Tax Solutions, and for you. Ladies and gentlemen, these are top tax lawyers that will deliver you super service very, very quickly and change your life. The average person can save up to 90% on their taxes. Visit GCNTaxCut.com. That's GCNTaxCut.com.